producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm not exaggerating. I probably got 200 or more articles here I haven't hit yet. I'm going to smatter a few in to the next hour. But I really want to do what I was able to do when I was first on talk radio. I was put on a station right when it went to talk. The first week it went from heavy metal, rock and roll, and classic rock, called Z-Rock, to talk, I was put on it. They had G. Gordon Liddy, Howard Stern, and they had local shows on in the afternoon and at night. None of them could get calls the first week. The program director liked me and seen my Access TV show, put me on, and instantly all 10 phone lines loaded up. They had 10 phone lines loaded. And so I thought it was really neat, and the program director's like, more calls. So I could take 50 calls an hour, and it was actually good radio. For years, I cannot break the habit I've gotten into to maybe taking 3-4 calls an hour, which people get time, and I go to them, and Limbaugh probably takes 3 or 4 an hour, too, because we want to talk. I mean, we got stuff to say. We're not bored being here. Nothing worse than listening to a talk show host you can tell struggling or is nervous or... Unfortunately, I'm the opposite. I wish I wasn't so confident. I would do a better job. I forget I'm on air sometimes. Just start babbling mindlessly or telling jokes because I kind of go wherever my brain's taking me. But I'm in a serious mood today, so I want to, and of course, I always say this, the calls will be so good, some will be bad, that I'll let them go for 5 minutes apiece. But just have what you want to say ready. Say it. I'm going to go to the next person because I want to take a bunch of calls today. 800-259-9231. Dr. Davis in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling, sir.
Great. We spoke a few months ago when I was talking about my experience with radiation in Fukushima. And at the time, I had mentioned that I wanted to really come back at some point and talk about solutions. Because there are many, many people out there who are awake and fully aware, but they are not consumed by fear. In fact, it's really more of a motivating factor in order for them to find solutions and to work towards that. And my company,
Tell us some of the solution ideas.
Well, my company is a small startup biotech company called Ogenics. And
yeah, didn't we have you on as a guest?
You have, yes.
Yeah, okay. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you so much. And calling today because I'm a little bit frustrated with one of our solutions, but I'll get to that in a second. But about a year ago, we took one of our drugs that is a converted natural product and introduced that to the Fort Detrick group at the U.S. Army. And there's some outstanding scientists and people that work there. And they began a series of experiments against Ebola and a number of the other, Marburg and Rift Valley fever, and a number of the different extremely deadly pathogens that they have at their level 4 facility at Fort Detrick. And they had results that were unprecedented. This one drug was killing all of those different types of viruses, all the different families of viruses, and it was doing it without any apparent toxicity to the normal healthy cells that were within the tissue itself. So these were tests that were done in petri dishes, not in live animals. That was going to be the next step. And just as we were given authorization to move to live animals, all of a sudden Fort Detrick went radio silent. And this was just weeks before the Ebola epidemic was announced, you know, this newest outbreak with this particular strain of virus, which is, of course, very, very deadly. And since that time, we have tried without any success in terms of reaching the people in charge of the project, as well as some of the outreach that we've made to a number of the organizations. I've made...
That's because the system wants to promote the Bill and Melinda Gates Monsanto Ebola vaccine. They don't want to, sit there and talk to all the U.S. companies that have solutions. They just warehouse things. Write an article for us for some info and send it over. It was good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, Dr. Davis. Interesting interview. I think Leanne interviewed him. It was pretty good stuff. Pretty informative. Shauna, Mike, Bubba, Ben, your call straight ahead. We'll be back.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
listener, there are ISIS sleeper cells in the U.S. It's up on Infowars.com. Senator Inhofe says, brace for U.S. cities to be blown up by IS, formerly known as Al-Qaeda. They changed the name when it got embarrassing when our government was arming them. Turn them loose in Syria and Iraq. And now the Marines have issued a threat to ISIS, Force Recon. Do you really think you stand a chance in this country? Well, of course they do. They're going to be protected. And you're compartmentalized. And so they've got a joke saying, warning, 72 Virgin Dating Service, apply here. And I understand they want to go kill them. But you're being set up. You'll be deployed against some low-level conscripts that Al-Qaeda controls, just like in 2001 in Afghanistan. They'll be well-paid, move to the next country to destabilize. But I know that doesn't fit into the narrative. It just feels good to be think you're heroes. And you do go fight really bad people, so I can say you are heroes. But a real hero would understand the PSYOP and do something about it to save the country before they allow ISIS to hit us, or the globalists do it, and ISIS takes credit, and then they take more of our liberties. Homeland Security is pointed at your grandpa, Marines. It's pointed at George Washington. It's pointed at private property. It's pointed at the Second Amendment, and that's all on record now. But I said it 13 years ago, because I know the globalist game plan. I read the Rand Corporation documents. You can read them, too. You can learn about it. And there's these Navy SEALs on here wearing skull masks. I mean, give me a break. Was it that psychologically scares the, quote, enemy? That's why they're off chopping heads off. You got the Mexican drug cartels wearing skull masks, our troops doing it, Al-Qaeda running around chopping heads off. It just makes me want to throw up. Meanwhile, these Marines will end up being cops going up against the Tea Party folks. Or if you don't join that, then they'll go up against you. It's like you'll either be attacked by the police and the military, if you're former military, or you'll join it. I mean, it's just a sick, treasonous mess. Shauna in Kentucky, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God woke me up this morning to give you a message concerning ISIS, and I don't have TV, but I listen to you on the phone all the time. So I have a clarification question for you real quick before I can give you this message. Is ISIS spelled I-S-I-S?
Ma'am, I don't really fully understand this, but they put out a bunch of names to confuse people. It's Al-Qaeda in Iraq that was allowed an arm to go in and attack Syria. Then they changed it to ISIS to confuse the public, and now just Islamic State. So, yes, it's spelled ISIS.
Okay. So, ISIS, and this is what God showed me, so I'm going to read it because this is what happens here, Alex. This is baby code. ISIS is baby code for the New World Order and the globalists.
Baby toad.
Baby toad. I mean, they did, like you said, they killed one of the Navy SEAL sons. He was a cryptologist. They went after our cryptologist. But I'm going to tell you this baby code very quickly.
Baby code or baby toad?
Baby code. Anybody can understand this, Alex.
Oh, I mean, I'm having trouble hearing. Baby code. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, baby code. A is equal to 1. B is equal to 2. Okay. I is equal to 9. S is equal to 19.
Oh, yeah, no, it calculates out to Satan. It calculates out to 9/11. It's obviously a globalist code. ISIS, he gets into all their Babylon mystery religion garbage in Egypt. Yes, absolutely. It is super Illuminati stuff in our face. And you're saying God showed that to you?
Yes, he did. In fact, he said that if you put the 919... the IS, and then the 919 underneath the IS, you have 9/11 four different ways. That's very big to them. They're obsessive compulsive.
No, you did. The globalists are obsessed with numerology, and what you're saying has been pointed out. It does come out to 9/11 four different ways, which is just over the top, and that's why they chose that name. It's a big globalist joke. The name Al-Qaeda just means the base. The computer program at the CIA headquarters of radical Islamists they were paying. Very interesting call. I thought you were kind of goofy at first. I apologize. But no, what you're saying is you're right. That is what it comes out to. What else did you want to say?
Okay, if you flip that over, because they're very into it. They love to turn their nines and sixes over. They did that in White House Dam when they flipped the president's vehicle over. If you flip it over, Alex, you have 616, 616. You add those together, you got 213. And this basically...
Well, you're right. It's like Pixar puts secret codes in their movies. Disney does. Yes, and this is all a secret language for the Illuminati to communicate with each other. I mean, that's what it is. Just like the gangs have their graffiti and other people do, this is their communication. I really appreciate you calling. She's right. At first, I thought she was schizophrenic or something because the phone was hard to hear, and I was like, baby toad. I apologize, ma'am. Thank you for holding to tell us that. ISIS is just a pure rebranding. So then when it comes out, our government funded them, people go, well, that's IS, not Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Ben in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's good to speak with you again. I had a couple points. I'll get through them quickly. First of all, I met Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson in Ferguson last week. They're really, really awesome guys. I really enjoyed hanging out with them over lunch.
Aren't they both men's men? It's great to work with great guys like that. They're both class
acts.
They
really are. Yeah, they really are. The thing that struck me about that was the fact that they were streaming on an iPhone, which the reason why it struck me was because it made me kind of realize that anybody can really be a journalist who really wants to, and people should start doing so. That was the point number one. Point number two is this beheading video. I have this feeling, and I have seen lots of beheading videos just because, you know, that's, I don't know, maybe it's my macabre side appealing to me or something, but I think that video is a little bit too well done, and it is kind of coincidental to me that as the guy is sawing the guy's head off with the knife, and sorry to be graphic to all the listeners, but as he's sawing his head off with the knife, they cut immediately to the head on top of a body. I mean, it looks like a horror movie, but I guess even if it was real or if it's not real, it doesn't matter.
Well, I've seen the full video. So a lot of people say, oh, it's fake because it cuts. No, that's what the news basically put out and what got edited. It looks very cinematic out there in the dunes in the desert. They do all that to be cinematic, to get more crazies to come join them. It's probably real. We know there's been some fake beheadings put on by university students and others a few years ago. We know that hoaxes have been done as well. And Al-Qaeda's done hoaxes, you know, launching chemical attacks to blame it on the Syrian government and Syrian army. So you could be right. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's talk to Bubba in Virginia. You're on the air.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just have a couple of points, too, I'd like to address real quick. One is we all know how hard the 22 ammunition is to find nowadays. So the other day I was actually in a store, and they had several boxes of 22 out, so I was kind of surprised. So I asked the person working there, I said, let me see some of the 22. And the guy says, well, make sure you take a good look at it before you buy it. And so I said, what's wrong with it? He goes, it's made out of tin. So because they shut down all of our smelting plants over here, we're buying tin ammunition. Why in China they're making the good copper and lead stuff. And the thing is,
that's right, that's right. The regulations, I talked about this yesterday, how they're shutting down our beef production. The regulations are so hardcore, there is not one lead-producing facility in the United States that is key to all industrial major activities. We are industrially being set up, and now the ammo we're getting is total crap that doesn't even fire right in the firearms, and now Obama is blocking importation of ammo. You see how that's a checkmate. I mean, this is incredible. And it's not just the ammo. It's everything. They are destroying the country when you look at it as an economist. Go ahead.
So the next thing I want to bring out is all this situation in Ferguson. What this reminds me of is a lot of stuff what happened over in Iran back in the 50s with Kermit Roosevelt going over there and hiring all these thugs and stuff to basically overthrow the government. You can see a lot of the same similarities going on in Ferguson.
Yeah, that's Operation Ajax. In fact, thanks for reminding me. They then double-crossed the radical Muslims who helped bring them to power in the 1953 Operation Ajax. Great point.
Yep. The next thing I'd like to point out is the plug for y'all. with the iodine. When I was younger, I lived in the Broncos right down the road from y'all, and I worked at a place where we raised pigs. So the pigs that were born in the farrowing crate.
Hold on, I want to hear this on the other side. Will you stay a little bit longer, Bubba?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. That's what my sister calls me, is Bubba. That's my nickname. So then it stuck with my parents, and I'm called Bubba. That's a little secret nobody knew. We're going to come back and talk to Bubba on the other side, and then we're going to talk to Mike, Jason, Kyle, Mark, and others. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
My Magic Mud is a tooth-whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why the union's that big businessman, and it's going out of the dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna leave you.
Bob Dylan called it. Back in 1982. Sundown on the Union. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better than something.
A man's gonna do what a man's gotta do. Let's go ahead and go back to Bubba. Bubba, you were telling a story about hogs down in New Braunfels, a quaint little German community south of Austin, north of San Antonio, where you grew up. Go ahead and finish your story.
Great place to grow up. So anyhow, it's a kind of a plug and a concern that I have because, like I was saying, so I worked at a place and we were raised hogs. Well, the ones that are born in, it's called a farrowing crate, weren't born out on the ground. Pretty soon, like within the first week of them being born, we'd give them an iodine shot. Well, when I first started working, I was like, why do you give them an iodine shot? And I said, well, because normally they get it out of the ground and from you know, sucking on their mother to get it up from the dirt and everything. So you have to give them the iodine shot. That helps our immune system and everything else. Well, so the iodine you get, I mean, I buy it. I've been buying it since you've had it and everything. Great stuff. A concern, like I said, that I have as well is the fact that anymore, most of our livestock, pigs, chickens, you name it, they're all raised internally in a cage. So they're not on the ground. So they're not getting that iodine in their system. So we're not getting the iodine from the meat products that we buy either. Because they're all, you know, fed GMO foods and everything else and not raised naturally at all.
Well, that's right. Any farmer, any medical doctor, anybody, if you go back 50, 60 years ago, everybody knew about iodine. The Chinese government puts it in their water. They have it added in areas that have iodine deficiencies in the soil. And our government, though, puts the bad halogens in the water instead. So it's a perfect storm. And that's why thyroid problem in women in this country is just epidemic. Look, what we're saying is fact here. The government knows we have iodine deficiencies. They've lowered the allowance they say take down to nothing. Under the UN Codex Alimentarius, they are openly setting it up where they're going to lower the allowances even lower and then not let you get vitamins or minerals that are above that and make it controlled substances. Just and if government was doing that on one or two things, it'd be like, oh, they're just idiots. No, man, they're doing it on everything. I worked for a large animal vet. He'd go out and say, your cattle need more minerals. And he'd tell them what mineral mix to buy. They won't tell anybody what's going on around here. That's why we have the InfoWars Health products, the InfoWars Life products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the X2 Nation Iodine. It's the best out there in my view, bar none. Try it compared to others, folks. It's just incredible. And I'm not differentiating. I mean, we made the iodine market big again. We're not even in competition with the competition. We're really trying to have a revolution here of waking people up. We've already had big companies try to buy us out, want to put it in shampoo and stuff. And just quite frankly, we don't have the supply to be able to even do that. So the whole system knows about all this stuff. And I'm just here to popularize what was known. So I'm really glad you told us that story. A lot of times they give even more minerals to cows. I remember hearing large animal vet I work for talk about this. When a bad freeze is coming, because cows can live in sub-zero temperatures, but if it's like 40 below like Nebraska inside a barn, they can still die sometimes. And so when cold weather's coming, they have a certain mix they try to really accelerate to give to the cows. And then when they have the minerals, they don't die. So, I mean, look, having a higher intake of a wide spectrum of minerals must be important if veterinarians 100 years ago were saying, give your cows this salt mix, this mineral mix, before the cold weather gets here so they don't die. This is all known. Anything else?
A lot of those arts are being lost, too, because the way they're dumbing everybody down. So a lot of those arts are being lost, how to can food, how to take care of yourself, how to do things, how to grow your own garden things. Those are all becoming a lost art. That's why it's really important for people, you know, I know your listeners most of the part of your work.
I think we lost that caller. Well, thank you, sir. We're going to be right back on this side. Thank you, Bubba. Yes, we should do a whole show on the lost arts. Everything, all the basic knowledge that allowed humans to survive has been taken away. We're being taught Walmart and McDonald's and a...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We travel so much, and having a big TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last night, a little ISIS came up from below. She said, I'm gonna bomb you, and then Homeland Security will take over. Rain hail from above, behold, in the midnight hour, with an ISIS. Senators, members of Congress, CIA people are saying ISIS sleeper cells are now in the U.S. Tell me something I didn't know. And I'm sure they're being delivered to Dyess atomic bombs, the hydrogen weapons. She won't sit and beg. Crank it up for a minute. I can't ever get sick of Billy Idol. remember being about 11 years old. And back then, your parents would still drop you off at the mall. They were so innocent. And I remember meeting up with girls from public school and listening to that on the speakers in the mall. And that was about the happiest thing in the world, holding a girl's hand, skipping through the mall with this song playing. Mo, mo, mo. We're the rebel, yeah. I got contacted once by Billy Idol, but it never happened. Never got him on the show. I think it's about time to get Dave Mustaine back on. So I was listening to today. I was talking to him on text this morning, and Billy Corrigan. I was talking to him on text. I'm not name dropping. I want to get those guys on the air, but I don't want to bug them to come on air. But I am big fans. By the way, I said I want to get some more Megadeth and more Smashing Pumpkins in the bumpers. I had Smashing Pumpkin years ago in the bumpers, but it's like strata. What we don't listen to for a long time or what's older gets like less, and then whatever we put in newer ends up getting played. I'm not complaining. I just need to do that. And I've psychoanalyzed myself. I tend to get into the third hour, start joking around, having some fun, because after about 2.5 hours of being serious, I don't put on an act here on air. I'm just telling you why I act goofy. After about 2.5 hours being serious, on average, my brain just can't be serious anymore and just goes into R&R mode and starts having fun. So I apologize. Because there I am talking about nukes going off in the U.S. and I'm singing along with Billy Idol, making a joke out of it. I don't think it's a joke. I'm totally upset. The globalists will grab total power out of this attack, and I'm starting to think it's going to be atomic or nuclear. And we've shown a lot of evidence of that. Inhofe says that ISIS has got stuff to destroy a whole U.S. city. What do you think does that? Obama says his number one fear is a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan. You got all the preparations, and I said a year ago, 6 months ago, and a month ago, I said it every week, they're going to let ISIS take over the Middle East, and they're going to attack Europe and attack the United States, and shoot down airplanes with the heat-seeking missiles they've been given, and I will be attacked when it happens, probably arrested or killed. I mean, this isn't like they're just going to demonize me going into the future. I mean, because it'll be so powerful that I've already exposed that the government's behind this, that they're not going to want me running around when all this happens. Of course, under the new EAS system, they'll just turn off InfoWars, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube. Folks got to be ready for this. They've announced the internet kill switch, selectively deployed against whoever they want. You won't be going to the Drudge Report. You won't be going to WorldNet Daily. You won't be getting Rush Limbaugh, even. People ask what's going to happen when the nuke goes off. We got Mike in Canada asking that question. People will be so hurt when there's 100,000 dead in the crater zone, 200,000, 300,000 radiated around it. That's a small one. At ground zero level. I say it's a big one. Let's say they blow up New York, kills 5 million people in the epicenter, wounds another 5 million. Everything collapses. They say, oh, the dollar went under and everything because we were hit and the Russians were with Al-Qaeda. I mean, you could just write the script. And it'll be, I don't care if Alex Jones predicted it all. Arrest him. How dare him say. I mean, people will just get into this primitive mode of, I want to kill somebody. And the average conservative will salute Obama. And Obama will say, turn your firearms in and you're going to turn them in. Yes, sir. Do whatever they say. Because you love it. I'm talking about mainline people just buy into whatever's comfortable to believe. Just like 16-year-old girls would get in the car with Ted Bundy because he was wearing a suit and tie and driving a little cute little non-threatening car. He told the police why he picked it to be non-threatening. Like Warren Buffett's always eating ice cream. And, I'm just a sweet little man. I'm not a eugenics black op commander with secret military bases that I run. Oh, yeah. Up in Nebraska. Oh, ice cream. I'm non-threatening. Get in the car with me. I mean, what a sick joke. It's the same thing with the NPR on the non-threatening. All things considered, brought to you by the Annenberg Foundation, CPB, Ford Foundation, and Rockefeller Brothers Trust for a better world. Oh, they're so liberal. Oh, sleepy.
a nice, quiet, non-threatening voice. Everything is wonderful. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team. Everything is trendy when you're part of the dream.
You can also do a version where
everything is racist when you disagree with your government. Everything is racist. Everything is terrorist. Unless you're a real terrorist, then we give you heat-seeking missiles.
Can we queue up? Everything is awesome. Let's go to the phone calls. Mike in Canada says, Nuke goes off. Do we still go to work? Oh, yes. They're going to order you in other regions. Go to work, shop, show you're strong, volunteer to be part of the strike forces. We're sure Al-Qaeda did it. IS. And they may have been working with the Tea Party and some of the radical groups, but Russia may be involved as well. Luckily, we're massing troops on their border. Get behind the official story, or you're for murdering everyone. But I'm sorry, Mike. You wanted to know, or you wanted me to tell you my opinion? Go ahead.
I just had a terrible thought while listening to you. Imagine if over 230 years ago, the America that is today founded America. Imagine how terrible it would be by now. I mean, thank God that at least we're becoming aware.
Well, that's right. It wasn't perfect back then, but compared now, it was the age of chivalry and the age of men compared to the age of fake men and cowards. But it would never have been successful. There were plenty of countries founded on lies and total fraud. We were only founded on partial lies and fraud, but on the greatest free market experiment ever done and more liberty than any other country. That's why we had success. We wouldn't be who we were today if we didn't have so much freedom. But go ahead.
The other thing, too, is I'm surprised this hasn't been hit on more. Because it's proof that Hillary Clinton and her cohort have been involved with ISIS. Because what did she say? We came, we saw, and we conquered. She didn't do that with the troops from America. That was done by these same people that they're talking about now.
That's right. She said, she quoted Julius Caesar. I came, I saw, or we came, we saw, we conquered. She also came and laughed. We came. We saw he died. Talk about Muammar Gaddafi, who compared to ISIS, he had reformed for a decade, given up his weapons, invested his money with the West, had, you know, met with Obama. He bought into all of it, showing how naive even world leaders are. And they set him up and they took that country down. And now our own government admits Libya is dozens of times worse than it was.
Muammar Gaddafi warning every Muslim leader that you're next. In it, Assad is laughing. I mean, it's such an interesting thing. But what I really wanted to ask you, Alex, and I'll get it in quick. I asked my buddies around here because I've started stocking up on silver, firearms. The other thing, the problem that I have, though, is when I ask my friends, I say, if a nuke goes off in the United States, because you have Obama, Dick Cheney, you have people in Congress talking about it. If that was happening in Canada, Premier Harper, Premier Martin talking about us being nuked, there would be huge hysteria. People would be wondering, well, what are you talking about and what are you doing to deal with it? Well, if something goes off in the States, should I continue to go to work or should I stay at home?
Well, we'll have to look at it at that point. We're trying to stop that happening right now, but this is a great call, great points that you're making here, Mike. Our media, the corporate media, the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the kleptocrat media, the Decepticon media, the state-run media, is so ridiculous that they should be freaking out and asking Obama every day forever, what do you mean a nuke going off in New York? What do you mean, Senator Graham telling CBS News at a press conference, there's nukes loose in the U.S. and the Carolinas or New York are about to be hit, imminent Assad, right when we announce there's missing nukes. I mean, but no, they all just know to shut up because that's scary. They'd rather talk about a house was robbed today in Austin and someone stole a kitten that was being given antibiotics and it may be sick. Top story tonight, I was watching the news last night, and it was a missing kitten who may be sick. So I wanted to see the weather report. And before I could see the weather, I had to hear about a missing kitten. Because they knew, that's just a missing kitten. It's all about fake feel-good. About, oh, did you get your vaccines? We don't want you to get sick at school. Just all preying on people. Can you imagine the soft population when the entire financial center gets blown to hell? And there will be floods of money out of the country before that happens, which is already going on. And this is only a possibility. But see, what did I keep saying 6 months ago with the whole Dyess emergency and then now? I said, if they start promoting nukes going off, you know that they are already looking at deploying them and detonating them. And see, stuff goes on, like congressmen get calls, like Rand Paul and people. I'm not saying that I heard about this from him. I'm just saying it was hypothetically. They get calls and they go, you know, it's going to be too bad, Senator, when the nukes go off, because we've got intel that nukes are here. And if we don't think we can politically fix things in this country, you know, the terrorists might just detonate nukes. And we want to make sure your family gets out during this time, gets out of D.C. You understand? We want to protect you. It's a very dangerous world. And what do you do when someone's openly threatening you like that? But it's for real. I mean, I've had the establishment, you know, that's the standard pitch, is listen, the public wants to tear you apart. They hate you because you're successful and smart. You need to join the elite and try to influence it from the inside, and you'll be protected when all this stuff comes down. You're absolutely right about the future. There will be no America as you know it, and you need to either leave the United States and shut up or join with Soron. They don't say it like that, but they are join. And then the offers come in to go to this party or go to this event or go to this corporate junket. Or, folks, if I told people the stuff I've been offered, I won't even tell people because it sounds too ridiculous. Believe me, it's beyond being invited to be a keynote speaker at Oxford. And then I turned that down, and I was offered Oxford and Cambridge to address the main, you know, deal, like presidents and Gandhi have done and Martin Luther King. I'm not bragging about that, but that's the kind of stuff that goes on. Like, right around the time they were saying, come to England, come to England, I was also approached by super high-level people who said, would you like to come be part of an event? And I said, what's that event? And they said, well, it's what you talk about. But you want to come to this event, there's no getting out. People say, why don't you tell us who told you this? I wouldn't be told all this stuff if I told people the stuff that goes on, okay? I'm just here to tell you, I'm not bragging. The stuff I talk about here on air has got the establishment's attention. You know why? Because they want to know how I know all this stuff. They want to know why I understand them. And it's not magic. I've studied enough history and watched how they operate and seen all the different angles of it. You can see what they're doing. So, I mean, I'm just here to tell everybody this is real. Thank you, Mike. Great caller. Yeah, you asked me, what do? I don't know. I'm so busy running my operation and fighting these people, I don't have all the preparations in place for my family. I got a wall around the house, a well, some solar, stuff like that, but I don't even have my family in order. I can't even run my own life properly. And I mean, most people see my family and say it's going great. No, I feel guilty every minute of the day that I'm not just taking care of my family and getting out of here. But that's an animal level instinct to run. But every day it gnaws at me. Every day I get angry. Every day I get upset about it because I'm just staying here in place while I see the water rising because I know I got to wait till the tank goes all the way full. That's when the latch opens when we got a chance to get out of here. I got to be in the tank when people finally can't breathe and are going, oh, what do we do? Then we can get out of the tank. It's like a Houdini trick. You can't get to the latch. It doesn't trigger till the tank's completely full and the lights go off. Then you got to control yourself, not panic, get in there and try to get out. It's at the crisis point that we've got to be in place, all of us, for the maximum effort. And I believe God will guide us at that point with the answers of what needs to be done. But, I mean, this is all real. I know it's real. I mean, I've been approached by multiple angles. And so I just hope everybody understands, folks, that there's a real... You think 9/11 was big? I told you something much bigger is coming 13 years ago, probably nuclear. And now you see them promoting it. Just like before 9/11, they were saying, get ready for terror attacks, give your rights up when it happens. They're now preparatory. They're now getting everybody ready.
When it comes to our security, with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan, which is part of the reason why...
Let's go to Jason in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. Listening on 1470 AM WBCR, one of our oldest affiliates. You're on the air, Jason.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for putting up with me. What's your point?
It's wonderful to talk to you again. I just want to let you know I've been praying for you and your whole crew. Y'all do great work. But I was the chief engineer at a hotel for 7 years, and there was an Army contractor that stayed there all the time. He was there about as much as he was in Afghanistan. And he said that, you know, you talk about the FEMA camps and all that. He said that when the collapse comes, that basically anybody who makes less than $100,000 a year is going to be put in the camps. That was what straight out of his mouth. And he was very connected, so to speak, you know.
And it's going to be worse than that. I mean, when they're done, it's just the end of everything. They want to break this country forever. I want to hear more about this. I'm going to come back to you, Jason. We'll do some overdrive. Mark in Arkansas. But hey, according to Obama and the Democrats, everything is awesome. Everything is super when you're part of a team. Yeah, just go along with the system. Everything's going to be all right. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The show is sensational. Yes, it's absolutely out of control. Yes, it's based on the near future reality that we're living in. The government is making preparations for a nuke to go off in the U.S. and allowing ISIS to come into the country, who's clearly infiltrating at every level. It is a Saudi Arabian deal with the globalists to destabilize the country. And Jason in Tennessee, so you would talk to this, I think you said in your words, high-level army or military contractor who stayed in the hotel a lot of the time. And did he say he had firsthand knowledge of the FEMA camps, or was that his opinion about anybody making less than $100,000 a year would be put in one?
No, yeah, he seemed to have firsthand knowledge. Like he had heard it and he knew it. See, there's a smoking area outside the hotel where all the housekeepers would go smoke, and the customers would go smoke there too. And he would hear them talking, you know, political stuff, and most of it what they heard from me, because I listened to your show. And he couldn't believe that they knew what they knew. He couldn't believe it. But he confided in me. He told me that basically the plan is anybody making less than $100,000 a year is going to the camp when the nuke goes off, or the biological weapon, or whatever their plan is.
Well, that's what they tell people, because they know most of the contractors are making more of that, so they feel like they're part of the establishment. You're going to have all sorts of people that are working class that have special security badges that are allowed to go and come. It's basically anybody they want they're going to grab and throw in these things. It's like they tell the professors, we're going to release a bioweapon down the road, and it's going to kill 90%, but you're going to be given the cure. Now, higher-level ones, because I've talked to them and they've been out there on air. No, they've been told, no, everybody's going to die. And they're like, it's okay, it's for the earth. I'm ready to die. My family's ready to die. Like Dr. Pianca said that on the news. I know I have to die and my family does too. And when it comes, we're sad about it, but it's for the earth. But when you get into deeper globalist documents, they plan to kill down to 1%. Now, I don't know they'll ever even do that. That's just what they talk about, and they tend to try whatever they talk about. But they want to get everything ratcheted down first. They got to get rid of a few sovereign countries first, because even though those countries are corrupt and have problems, they could put up a resistance later. They could put up a resistance down the road to the globalists, and they don't want that. They want only a global state attacking the individual with just no way to get around it, with a panopticonic internet control grid over everything. I appreciate your call. Interesting story. Mark in Kansas, you're on the air, then we'll go to break and come back with Rico and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex, bless you, your family, and your crew. Shout out to your crew for that great Ferguson reporting. Hey, I heard one of your previous callers talk about everybody needs to be citizen journalists. Well, you have inspired me to create an app to do just that.
Good, tell us about it.
It's called Spread It Now. Spread It is one word without an A, now. S-P-R-E-D-I-T, now. When you use an iPhone, it takes about 5 or 6 steps to send out a video. The police can detain you, take that phone, and delete it. With my app, you press start, stop, send. It cannot be stopped, it cannot be deleted, and it cannot be jammed. And it puts a decoy copy into the photo cache. So if somebody does grab your phone and deletes that video, it's already gone. They're deleting a decoy. It's called Spread It Now. I've got it on iPhone right now. I'll have it on Android in a couple of weeks. It's 99 cents at the App Store. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate all that you do. I've had my iodine today. I drank my tangy tangerine with my water filtered through my ProPure water filter. It's awesome. Keep up the good work.
And God bless you for your support. We couldn't do any of it without you. Shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you. We'll come back in overdrive, take some more calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
in the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy prison planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.